From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Flexing, posing, arm wrestling, and powerlifting all this weekend in Columbus, Ohio, as many of the world's best bodybuilders compete in the Arnold Classic.
It's named, of course, for Arnold Schwarzenegger, the California governor and seven-time winner of bodybuilding's prestigious Mr. Olympia Award, will be there to hand out prizes. This year's event comes at a time when steroids are in the news almost every day, and that's prompting new questions about Governor Schwarzenegger's enduring ties to a sport long associated with anabolic steroids. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Fitness is fun and for the entire family. That's been the unofficial slogan of the Arnold Classic since it began in 1989. In 2005, 20 different events, ranging from yoga to fencing, will, in the words of an Arnold Classic spokesman, expose youngsters and their families to a wide variety of sports. At the heart of this three-day fitness festival, however, is the Elite Bodybuilding Competition, an event, it seems, not suited for the entire family.
You can't be a professional bodybuilder today without taking steroids, period.
Former bodybuilder Steve Brisbois started taking steroids in 1986, right after he won the Mr. Universe contest. He used steroids when he competed in the Arnold Classic in the early 90s. In 1992, he quit the sport and steroids. When Brisbois competed, the most weight he carried on his 5'4" frame was 170 pounds. Now, he says, there are elite bodybuilders that short, 5'4", weighing over 250 muscle-popping pounds.
They look like freaks, for crying out loud. Look at these guys. You can't get that way. Normal, there's no way in the world you can look like that by natural genetics.
Brisbois will get no argument from Arnold Schwarzenegger. As far back as 1990, Schwarzenegger was calling for effective drug testing in bodybuilding. This past weekend, Schwarzenegger told ABC TV's George Stephanopoulos, it's important to eliminate the artificially enhanced part of the sport.
Everyone wants to get rid of drugs, believe me, simply because it is the wrong message, like you say, to the children. Of course we want to keep this sport clean. It says bodybuilding, not body destroying.
But bodybuilding's spotty drug testing over the years has done little, if anything, to slow the use of banned substances. At last year's Arnold Classic, federal drug agents subpoenaed several competitors. This led to the indictment of two bodybuilders on steroid-related drug charges. Among the dozen or so competitors at this weekend's Arnold Classic, one man has done jail time for steroid offenses. Another has spoken openly about his steroid use. Through it all, Schwarzenegger continues to support the Classic. Tomorrow night, he'll award the winner a $100,000 first prize and a new Hummer.
It's a tremendously mixed message.
University of Texas professor John Hoberman studies and writes about drug use in sports. He says Schwarzenegger's stand against drugs, first as a bodybuilder and now as a politician, is complicated by Schwarzenegger's own admitted steroid use 30 years ago.
This is a man whose career literally came out of the bottle of steroids that enabled him to develop his muscle-based charisma.
Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. Your muscles get a really...
The film Pumping Iron came out in 1977 and made Arnold Schwarzenegger a household name. That same year, Schwarzenegger first acknowledged his steroid use. It was not illegal under federal law, and he says it was done under doctor's supervision. Schwarzenegger has never shied away from the subject, and his critics give him credit for honesty. Even with that admission, a California state senator, Democrat Jackie Speier, sees another example of what she calls a garbled message.
On the one hand, saying that he used steroids, that he doesn't regret using steroids, but he recommends that student athletes don't use it. It is a message that suggests do as I say, not as I do.
And there is pressure on politicians these days to do something about anabolic steroids, largely because of the Balco doping scandal, which originated in Schwarzenegger's state of California. Senator Speier thinks Schwarzenegger's past experience makes him the perfect national spokesman against illegal steroid use. But in a recent interview, the governor said that's not his mission. I wasn't sent to Sacramento, he said, to take care of the steroid issue worldwide. Tom Goldman, NPR News.